Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their websites. So enjoy. In fact, one of the main features of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can submit show prep suggestions, news articles, videos, and stuff you find online that you think other people that might enjoy, the other people that listen to the show might like. You submit it to our website, and then other people get to vote it up or down, as do you. And then the most popular stories make it to the front page of our website. And there's a particular story that is there today that I do want to talk about here in a little bit when we get a chance at the top of the page, last time I looked. And it's pretty tough to deal with. It's pretty sick. Have the both of you seen this the dog murdering video?
Yeah, it was taken from the perspective of the police coming into the house. It's crazy.
No, Wayne, have you seen this?
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
All right, tell you what, we'll pull it up for you during one of the breaks. You can find it top of freetalklive.com. It was also blogged over at freekeen.com. It's hitting pretty big in the Liberty community, and it's pretty tough to watch. We'll get to it here in a bit. 800-259-9231. First, your phone calls. Ryan, to start things out in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you guys doing today?
Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the different forms of activism, the inside the system, outside the system. And, you know, I hear you guys talk about them all the time and get a lot of different opinions about what's better and what has value and what doesn't. And just wanted to throw my two cents out.
Go for it.
All right. So I look at it as three different types of activism. You have, one, the politicos, you know, the guys that are totally inside the system. Two, the civil disobedience that you guys talk about a lot. And then three is just your general, you know, not necessarily militia type, but, you know, gun wielder, line in the sand drawn from my cold dead hands kind of guy, right?
Okay.
They're not necessarily politically active, nor are they civilly disobedient, but they're holding the line, as it were. Without them, there would be far fewer rights than we have today, basically.
How are they holding the line?
Well, you know, because of them, the politicians have to take away the rights little by little. They have to push the line very slowly. They can't just walk around and take everyone's guns away all over the country in one day. You know,
so it's a fear factor situation. I mean, they are instilling a certain level of fear in the bureaucrats.
So, I mean, that's why, you know, it takes, you know, 200 years to get to the point where we're at instead of, you know, 50 years.
Oh, no, it took about 50 years. When it comes to guns, I believe I was just talking to somebody about a gun rights case that'll be attached to the end of the show. And it was the Miller versus whatever, the Supreme Court case. The Supreme Court was actually saying that, in fact, the average citizen had the right to have machine guns in 1939. So things have changed dramatically since 1939. So, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily believe that there is the Second Amendment guys really do very much at all. I mean, you know, they have a lot of organizations. And you know, there's some litigation that goes on, that kind of thing. But I don't know the government's real scared of you guys. That's if you're one of those.
I own a gun, but I'm not. You know, and I do, of course, have my line in the sand. When the Nazis come around to take my guns, you know that's when I die on the hill. But
really? Well, I can tell you that after Hurricane Katrina, they went around and they had the National Guard in the streets going door to door, and they had the California Highway Patrol and the other cops that had come out there from other places. They had them all going around and engaging in gun confiscation, and they didn't really seem to come up against too much resistance.
Yes.
I don't remember hearing any stories, in point of fact, about how there was anybody that was actually doing anything to physically defend their so-called right to bear arms. There was one guy who threatened to do so, and I believe they left him alone. So I think to some extent, maybe what you're saying has some veracity, but on the other hand, they did successfully steal guns from people, no problem.
Yeah, I would be the crazy lawyer on the porch saying, you know, you're not taking it unless I'm dead. You know, that'd be me. But that's beside the point. That's kind of getting away from what I was trying to talk about.
Okay.
But as far as the political activism versus non-political activism, you see I hear Ian talking about how you're not going to get it through politics. I hear Mark, you know, kind of gone away a little bit from the civil disobedience, saying that it's just not as effective. But I see that they both are needed hand in hand, and that you can accomplish a lot more by having both of them than you would by trying to focus solely on one with any given number of people, you know. To win with just politics, you would have to have such an overwhelming number of people, you know, to get the votes needed to carry the House or the Senate that, you know, by the time you've gotten that, you've already won. And to win with just civil disobedience without any political allies, it's just not going to work, because all you do is set yourself up as the enemy. And, you know, how people are when they have an enemy, all they think about is wanting to crush it. You have to pull the opposite of what the state does, where you say the state will break your leg and then hand you a crutch. You need the civil disobedient guys to break the leg so that the politicos can set it correctly. That analogy work.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I think that tends to be acknowledged on this program that in order to achieve a free society, that it will likely take activism of all sorts. And I think media is another important one that you didn't mention. I don't know if you want to consider that inside the system or not, but I don't really consider it either inside the system or civil disobedience. So creation of media, I think, is another one.
And media is definitely important, but it's kind of like it's like an umbrella over all of it. You know, you have to have the media to show what all aspects are doing.
Yeah, very good. Gents, any thoughts for Ryan on this?
Well, I was thinking about, I think it was yesterday or the day before, was the anniversary of Kent State.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too.
And I was listening to NPR, and they had some guys that were there, you know, kind of talking about it. And they discussed a phenomena that occurred. And essentially, now this is their interpretation, but it seemed right when I was hearing it from them. Was basically everybody in the country of above 30 thought, well, those college students were throwing rocks. I guess that they were, you know, they deserve to get shot. And everybody below is like, holy crap, the American military isn't just sending people over to fight and die for nothing in Vietnam. Now they're shooting them here, too. So there were two sort of desperate opinions. And I'm sure the line was a little fuzzier than just 30 years old. But another thing is that many people in certain demographics and in the sort of geography, both different groups of people found themselves radicalized by the events that occurred at Kent State and then Jackson State. But Jackson State, not as much. Kent State was a big deal because they actually shot white kids. It's okay to shoot black kids in 1960, whatever. And so what they, you know, these people became radicalized, and they told many stories of people that were like, of older people, so like, oh, well, I guess they're breaking the law or whatever. But now the ideas of those radicalized people are the mainstream. Kent State is a tragedy. At the time, the vast majority of Americans considered Kent State to just be an ordinary police action. What's the big deal? They shot a bunch of rock throwers. But now it's this terrible massacre. And I think that, what happens with the crackdown when it comes to the civil disobedience types and things like that? Because it is messy. It might be effective, but it can be very messy, especially if it's not employed properly, is that crackdown will radicalize certain groups of people. And with their crackdowns, they draw more people here. So I think that they got to watch out with the crackdowns.
Ryan, I want to thank you for the phone call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Wayne?
Yeah, I want to say something about Kent State. Is that there's just an article today, actually, on LouRockwell.com.
I've got it right here.
Kent State killings triggered by FBI agent provocateur.
Let's talk about it coming up. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A pretty big bombshell, actually. We'll get to that here in a bit. And you did mention that this is the anniversary this week of Kent State, I believe. 800-259-9231 plus... cops killing more dogs. We'll explain coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves tonight. It is Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our listening options. We've got live streams. We've got a webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details. Get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We have much to discuss here, including a very disturbing story. Wayne, you were just watching some of the footage during the break. You can see that at freekeen.com. It's also the top, I think it's still the top story at freetalklive.com, of a police raid from the police's perspective, from their own video camera. We'll tell you more about what happened here in a bit. We're going to continue with your phone calls. First, we're going to go to Mike Buck calling from Milwaukee. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, guys. You know, I'm glad to be with you again. And, you know, I'll tell you something. We're so happy that Mark and Ian have joined the growing family of Nature Bee radio stations. We'll tell you about that in a second.
Yeah, you sometimes feel like you're in reverse when everyone else is going forward. I used to, but not since I started taking two capsules of Nature Bee every day. And, Mike, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, here is the program. Here's the deal. If you're thinking about ways to improve your health, it starts with good nutrition. So you supplement your diet with Nature Bee. All 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, powerful antioxidants. Nature Bee, with a money-back guarantee all the way from New Zealand, is going to give your body the boost it needs so you get max enjoyment from every single day.
Now, I certainly know about the benefits of taking Nature Bee, but what about all those people who don't know what Nature Bee can do for them?
Yeah, and that's why we're here every single day. Look at this. Here's how it works. It goes to work on your immune system. That goes hand-in-hand with good health, more energy, and vitality. Nature Bee has every one of the 22 elements our body is made of, and it's natural, it's organic, not one chemical or preservative. It's not a drug or a medicine. It's perfectly safe for the whole family.
That really makes good sense. And all this with a money-back guarantee?
You got it, and that's why we so love this product. Listen to this. Here's how you get it. A huge six-month supply is $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to bonus everybody listening to Free Talk Live across the country right now. Another 3 months, that's nine for the price of six. And all you got to do is call New Zealand, and we're going to get it right to your home. The toll-free number is 1-866-834-8355. You can write it down. Remember it in pieces. You already know the 1-866 part. So that's 834-8355. Or you can have your grandkids hook you up online to Nature Bee's website and order that way at naturebee.com.
Let me break in here real quick. Mike, you mentioned across the country, but the company's in New Zealand, so this is an international thing. We've got listeners all around the world. Can they also call and order Nature Bee?
Absolutely. We've got that free, that toll-free telephone no matter where you are, but you go to naturebee.com, and it might ask you what part of the globe on and direct you to that ordering site, but you bet. Across the world, across the country, everybody can get Nature Bee.
It's a great deal. Okay, everyone join me and call 866-834-8355 today for your Nature Bee. It's 866-834-8355, naturebee.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're taking your phone calls about absolutely anything. We go to Kurt in Michigan on the AMP lines. Hello, Kurt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just was listening to the podcast, and I see you picked up Subway as an advertiser on your podcast.
That's correct.
Oh, Subway, yes. Yes.
Yes, I hope you don't mind, but I gave them a call, and I thanked them. For getting on the cutting edge of liberty.
Who did you call? Did you call the corporate office or your local franchise?
I went to my local franchise. I ordered lunch, and there's a guy there that I talk liberty to. He's the general manager there, and we always have a good time, you know, bantering back and forth. And he's got a pretty good concept of liberty. And I turned him on to Free Talk Live, and I told him, hey, you know, they picked up Subway as an advertiser, and. I asked them for the corporate number, and I gave them a call, and I thanked them. And I also, you know, heaped accolades upon the general manager himself because he was always giving good service as well. And told them that it would definitely increase my consumption of Subway.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. How does that stuff work, Mark? That's something that Subway probably sends a media buyer out to do.
And yeah, Subway doesn't have the foggiest idea that they're advertising on Free Talk Live. I certainly can claim them because they are advertising on Free Talk Live, but it goes through their media buying agency into a brokerage company that brokers out podcasts, advertisers, ad venues, I guess, and then that. So it goes through them, and Subway has no idea. They're just like, we're allocating this amount of money, go spend it. And then their little branch does, and our little branch, the broker works with us. And
good on Subway, I mean, for getting into the world of new media, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of companies that are a little intimidated by new media, and they're not sure about how to buy new media. Free Talk Live is a kind of a mix. We're old media and new media in that we are on 70-plus radio stations, but we also have our podcast. And so these media buying companies are very, very used to calling and buying radio time, but not so used to calling and figuring out how to get on all the various different niche shows available on the internet. And so so good on Subway for being kind of a, I guess, a trailblazer in that world.
I was trying to get the first Subway franchise in Hawaii back in the 80s.
Wow.
And I was in contact with the corporate headquarters, but there was a guy who had gone out to San Diego and opened the first one out in the West Coast who had Hawaii reserved for X number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't able to get it. But I think it's a terrific franchise.
So any
well, if they listen to their consumer line, then they know that they're advertising with you now. Because, like I said, at least I called in and thanked them for it.
Cool. I appreciate that, Kurt. What else was on your mind today?
Well, you did a little infomercial about Porkfest after your show a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
And you asked people to call in about their Porkfest experiences.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
And I got to tell you, this will be my third one. My first one, if what had happened to me in the first 24 hours was all there was to it, it would have been worth the trip. And I stayed the whole week. It was amazing. To be with people you don't have to preface with a half hour little dissertation on what your idea is before you give them your point, you know, is just astounding, you know?
Yeah, freedom, loving people together, hanging out at a campground and having a good time. It's really a blast.
You guys also talked about whether or not there'll be karaoke there. And Curtis was saying, well, you know, getting the mic and the laptop is easy. It's something to plug it into. Well, you know, I'm bringing several thousand watts of PA, so you're going to have something to plug it into.
Great. Well, I don't know what
Curtis, I don't know. The karaoke is beyond me.
Yeah, I don't know what Curtis's email is, but I'm sure there's a way to get in touch with the Porkfest organizer.
I'll tell you what, if somebody brings a karaoke, a nice karaoke setup, I'll do Purple Rain by Prince.
they know I'm bringing it, that's for sure. We've already set it all up, so.
Fantastic. Great news, Kurt. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, and I thank you for the phone call.
What I really need to get is a nice purple sequin pantsuit, and then I can, you know,
that'd be awesome.
Rock the Purple Rain.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up
a blonde wig.
In a matter of weeks. It's the end of June, the 24th through the 27th, Thursday through Sunday. That's the official run of the event, but it actually technically starts early because people are arriving that Monday, or in some cases even earlier than that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. You can go to porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com to learn more about that. The 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up. Kent State police killing dogs. We're all over the place here. Want your calls about anything as well? You can make them. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, giving you the features for free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. But it still costs us money to run the site. So if you want to help us with that, with those costs, there are various different ways for you to support the show. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just start your shopping experience through that link, and you can feel extra good because you're getting the stuff you're looking for. It's Amazon. You know them. It's just that Free Talk Live will end up getting a percentage of Amazon's profits. And it's more than just a percentage. It's a fairly good amount. I think it's 7 to 8% depending on the amount of volume that we do. So if we don't do that much volume, then it's around the 7% range. If it's a fair amount of volume, then it's 8%. Electronics, I think, is 4%. So it's I really appreciate Amazon and the fact that they are a really awesome internet retailer and they've got such a great affiliate program. Then I certainly appreciate you, the listener, for going and ordering your stuff through amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a nice additional little revenue stream for Free Talk Live. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Your phone calls are the primary element. If you make them, coming up, a very disturbing video. Wayne, you've watched most of it, I think, at this point.
It's awful.
And we'll talk more about that. But let's go back to the past here and talk briefly about Kent State. You mentioned a Lou Rockwell post earlier, Wayne. I've got it pulled up here. The Lou Rockwell blog from Lou Rockwell himself posting, thanks to a friend who works for the government, who notes we now know that an FBI agent provocateur fired the first shots at National Guard soldiers who then killed four students. We're talking about Kent State. According to newly declassified FBI records, he points out that those killings 40 years ago and the killings of 57,000 U.S. soldiers and at least 3 million Cambodians, Laotians, and Vietnamese, whose names are not on a wall in D.C., were the fruit of a monstrous war of aggression. That war started by Ike, escalated, and then de-escalated by JFK, and massively escalated by LBJ and Nixon, is one of the many blots on the U.S. government's escutcheon. How many people has the militaristic U.S. killed in its hundreds of wars and hundreds of years? Yesterday, he points out that he did a protest And he showed, with an author of JFK and the Unspeakable, Why He Died and Why It Matters, he shows that Kennedy was killed because he turned toward peace after the Bay of Pigs, so turned away from the CIA, the Joint Chiefs, and the Merchants of Death. The speaker was a retired religion professor at the University of Hawaii and founded the Catholic Worker House in Birmingham, Alabama. So apparently coming out information that shows that Kent State was basically all a setup.
Yeah, you know, the National Guard would claimed that they had been fired upon, mm-hmm. and nobody amongst the students was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
I mean, college students, where are they going to get armaments from? I mean, they do claim that they threw rocks, but when you look at these situations, most of the situations, the military guys are, you know, they're 100 yards away. So these guys had fixed bayonets. It's not like the college guys were right up on them throwing rocks. The college guys were way far away throwing rocks that fell, well short.
How many college kids threw rocks?
Some.
And do we know they weren't agents provocateurs?
Well, one guy claimed that, I believe, something happened. I think this was after the shots were fired, that he, in fact, picked up a handful of gravel and threw it. I mean, he was, he was right there on the radio, so claiming.
It afterwards.
Well, it's always hard to pick these things out.
Well, and you know, they didn't have back then the technology that we have today that allows multiple video cameras to be present at events like this. Certainly, that's one of the things that's likely keeping violence from erupting on a scale like Kent State. Thank goodness.
Right. You know, back in the 60s, it was really the first time in my lifetime, really, in ours, that the America was coming unglued at the time because of the criminal Vietnam War, because of the Kennedy assassination, which a lot of people suspected was not as was stated in the media. And so I remember how turbulent it was, even though I was a little kid. And there were a lot of dirty tricks being played by our government. For example, provocateuring at peace protests, because this wasn't the only one. There were a lot of them that back in the 60s and early 70s where they were using provocateurs to mm-hmm. stir up violence. COINTELPRO was really active back then, that whole program, which is still active today, some people claim. So all the dirty tricks that have been played over time to allow these people in power to basically grab more power are all being exposed now, which I think is interesting. And I think it's really interesting that now whenever they commemorate the anniversary of some event, whether it's Oklahoma City or Kent State, new information's coming out now because we have whistleblowers, and it's actually kind of putting a rein on their parade in a sense to commemorate these events, is that these bad people did this. No. It wasn't these bad people doing it.
Well, it's certainly an interesting story and not really a surprise because the provocateuring still goes on today.
Absolutely.
I remember a story about, and we've shared a number of them over the years, where there's firm evidence because of video and other things, people's testimony, that there are provocateurs at a variety of different protest venues.
There's no video for the Kent State situation, and this is the kind of thing that, you know, they could get away with so much more because, well, how many news agencies were there? There were some major newspapers. The minor newspapers, of course, got most of their stories, their national stories, from the major newspapers. And there were a few, major television networks. And that was it. And, you know, they all sort of towed the line and did the same, you know, delivered the same kind of news. I don't know if these people are paid off. I don't know why the mainstream media is doesn't deliver news like this. I have no idea. But the fact is that there's so much stuff coming out now that, people have their own video cameras and they can supply, look, real evidence. And there's real evidence out there that the provocateuring occurs.
Right. And the video cameras in many cases can capture it. They'll capture people who look like cops that are dressed up in street garb as opposed to police.
But they're wearing like their boots.
Gear. But yeah, but they've been right. They are caught on camera wearing jack boots, basically.
And they've got gray hair and they're built like football players among college kids.
Yeah.
So there was one story, and I think it was some protests that were a few years ago that were fairly large scale, that were very peaceful. And then the cops claimed that somebody threw a bottle at us. And so they used that excuse to go in with their tear gas or their batons and even though there is video around, they're still aggressing against people. They're still hurting people.
I remember the situation Kent State with the guy on NPR. He said he threw gravel after they threw they shot in the tear gas.
Okay.
So they shot tear gas at these people, and I'd rather them shoot tear gas, quite honestly, than shooting bullets. But yeah, they did that too.
Yeah, so that's usually what the excuse is. They'll have somebody who's in the crowd who's either A, advocating violence, who's trying to act as though
come on, everybody, let's have a riot.
Whatever, yeah. You know, let's throw stuff at them, or let's, you know, flip over the cop car, or whatever. You know,
they just break windows in town.
How do the cops get trained in how to provocateur?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'd love to hear about this.
Well,
I've seen myself on the news for years how they'll have some big protest somewhere, whether it's Seattle or somewhere in Europe, and they always say anarchists, and they show these people dressed in black throwing rocks and stuff. Anarchists. So they want to make anarchy look like chaos, and that's one way that it's perpetrated in the media.
It absolutely is, and I think it's unfortunate for the term anarchy. And actually, Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com has come up with a brilliant T-shirt that I think really nullifies the negative connotations of anarchy. And I'm somebody who says on the air that I think that the word anarchy is broken, that it's not something I want to apply to myself because of the connotations of violence and
chaos
and lawlessness. But anarchyinyourhead.com, they've got a brand new shirt that says, "Hug me, I'm an anarchist," or something. I don't know if I got the phrasology exactly right. I don't have it in front of me. But putting the word hug together with an anarchist is, I think, a way to nullify the immediate negative connotation. So I think he's done a brilliant job with that. Anyway, anarchyinyourhead.com, you can go and learn more about it. So there's a lot of evidence out there about these government provocateurs. In this case, Kent State, the evidence coming out because of declassified FBI records. So their own documents admitting that this was what was going on.
And there's sometimes whistleblowers who are about to die who are coming out now.
There's a point I want to make about this. And we'll come back with that here and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. As I recall, there was news about the Kennedy assassination last year as well. So there's a point to be made here, and it has to do with conspiracy theories. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in via the toll-free number and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. In fact, those features include our news updates. You can get signed up at news.freetalklive.com. You can get our emails. You can watch us on Twitter and Facebook. You know, all three of them if you want. It's all free for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. According to newly declassified FBI records, an agent provocateur fired the first shots at National Guard soldiers at Kent State 40 years ago, who the Guard soldiers then killed four students as a result. Because, well, if somebody's shooting, then they must all deserve to die.
I think that one needs to take needs to be clear that, you know, it's the commanders of these organizations that brought them out there. Look, if you put me with an M1 Garand on a line and say, mm-hmm. hey, look, if you don't get on this line, we're going to court martial you and throw you in jail. So I might get on the line. I'm just dealing with some college students. And then somebody starts shooting. It would not surprise me at all that somebody decides to return fire if they feel like they're being fired upon. You've got to remember what it's like to be the guy in that situation. It's one thing if you're one of the hoo-ha, I'm going to go kill
people. I'm
not
saying it's easy, Mark, to deal with anything in that situation. I'm sure everything that is in the hands of those Kent Staters all of a sudden became a gun to the men with guns that were watching them, or they got real paranoid.
But the men with guns at that point, that's the job. That is really the job of the National Guard. What they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be
college
there.
Kids?
Riots and, terrible things that are going on. They had no expectation college kids, they had no expectations this was going to happen. If there was a government provocateur that fired on them, that's the problem.
It seems pretty I agree with you that that's the problem, but their methods seem pretty slipshod, just spraying bullets into a crowd of people.
What would be the motivation of having a provocateur? Maybe to incite violence, because then they can show the National Guard cracking down so that they can show, me master, you slave.
Yeah, well,
that's happened a lot. You know, this one piece we're talking about is just a small little piece of history that is part of a big cycle of abuse that we're still living under now, and it's getting worse.
So the point I wanted to make about this was, first of all, we already discussed how outrageous it is, the idea that the government people put some violent agitator in a crowd of peaceful people for the purposes of giving the government people the enforcers who are there, whether it's the police or in this case the National Guard, to give them a reason to engage in violence upon a crowd of peaceful people.
Yeah, it gives them what they believe is the moral high ground.
That's the that's one of the outrageous parts about this, and it is common, and it still goes on today.
There were college campuses back then that there was protests everywhere, and maybe somebody somewhere in some office thought that by doing this you'd make other college students maybe less willing to go out and protest. Just a
maybe
thought.
It was. Yeah, that's a good question, Wayne, is how far up do these decisions go? Who makes the decision to put an agent provocateur out into a protest of this sort? Is it somebody in an office, or is it just the sergeant in charge of the group that says, all right, now you boys, you go out there and you stir it up? And I don't know, how does it actually go down when they're doing the planning process of who decides to do this?
Well, if a provocateur is shooting at police or doing something that overt, mm-hmm. to me that's premeditated.
No, I agree with you. It's premeditated, but how far up the line is it premeditated?
Right, that's just not a mistake by a commander making a bad decision in the field.
Right, and they want to smash heads. They want to do violence. Not all of them, but those who are sadistic want to, and so they put their people out there to stir things up, and we've seen it over and over again. So the point
I think there's a difference between the guy who's on the National Guard and gets sent out there to do that and a SWAT team member. A person who goes on the SWAT team probably gets a few extra bucks for being on the SWAT team, but my experience with law enforcement, and I've seen guys that are on these teams, and yeah, those are the guys that want to crack heads. I mean, they're really into it.
Yeah, high testosterone.
So the point I wanted to make here, though, is that this has come out. This information has come out from the government's own declassified documents, the FBI's own files, according to the Washington Post. And here we are. Here's clear evidence, clear, crystal clear evidence that back then there was a conspiracy to stir things up at Kent State, result in violence, crack down on these college kids. It's outrageous news. So this should be it, right? I mean, this should be enough to convince the American public that the government is really out to get them, and that the government is doing evil, and that they're hurting people, and that the government is evil. Here's a true conspiracy theory for you. Okay,
no.
This is going to change everything, right?
No, it's not going to change anything.
What? Why? This is a bombshell. This is huge news.
Nobody cares.
The whole story has changed. I mean, everything that people might have suggested was true is true about Kent State. I mean, this is huge.
This is the linchpin. We have finally found the linchpin that will cause the government to crumble down upon itself, and the stormtroopers will finally drag Darth Vader and the Emperor in front of the Senate, and they will expose them for the evildoers that they are.
I think there's a growing number of people in this country that doesn't surprise at all now. Think about how far and wide and deep the rebellion is today compared to the 60s. In the 60s, it was mostly the college kids. Mm-hmm. Today, it's the high school kids, a lot of high school kids right out into college and into their 50s and 60s. I mean, it's so much more pervasive today. And hearing something like this, you go, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I remember hearing something about the JFK situation last year, and I don't remember all the details because it was that important to me, right? I saw it, and I thought, oh, okay. There's some evidence that there was, CIA involvement or whatever it was. Somebody came out on their deathbed and basically said, yeah.
E. Howard Hunt.
Yeah, and confirmed that it was some sort of governmental assassination, right?
Evidently, I've even heard some interviews with his son. And evidently his son claims that his father put together an assassin team back in the 50s for Tricky Dick Nixon when he was vice president under Eisenhower. And it was an assassin team to assassinate foreign leaders. But allegedly it was used to get Kennedy as well.
So, I mean, that you could pawn off what I was saying earlier about Kent State by saying, well, nobody had any conspiracy theories about Kent State. It was just a minor thing, no big deal. But the JFK assassination.
Kent State was really pivotal in the American anti-war movement.
Sure. But, I mean, on the history of...
It isn't as zippy as the JFK assassination because everybody felt... The assassination of our great Jack Kennedy.
Right, where were
I
you?
I remember where I was when they killed the greatest man in the world.
Right, so there's all that surrounding it.
Bull crap.
It was a president, and I agree with you. But so let's look at that one here real quick. I mean, so the information comes out that the government's actually involved in that. Guy killing, dying on his deathbed comes out with that information. Another bombshell. Bam! It's out there. Clear, crystal clear evidence that there was something going on, that the conspiracy theorists were some of them, because there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the JFK thing, that at least some of the conspiracy theorists were absolutely right, and the government was involved, and still, nothing has changed. And so my point here being that it doesn't matter what happened. We know by now that the government is doing harm. We know that they are aggressing against people. We know that it's true that some of them conspire to do nasty things.
We conspire to come on the air and talk about liberty.
We do. We do. But my point being that people call this show and they talk about this 9/11 thing as though if they can just show the American people the truth behind 9/11. And I don't know what that is, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know if both sides are wrong. I don't know what the real story is.
How can anybody?
But if the real story comes out 20 years down the line...
We're already just about a decade out.
Declassified documents come out that say George Bush and Dick Cheney and their buddies were behind the 9/11 thing, so it was an excuse to build the police state, etc. If all that comes out down the line, do you think that's going to change it?
The police state will still be there.
Right. All you have to do is look at all of the declassified stuff and all of the tyrannical things, the rounding up Japanese Americans. Right. I mean, you name it.
What would have to happen there is suddenly, you know, America says, wow, that's an important issue to me. Now, 9/11 happened almost 10 years ago at this point,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not that important of an issue to most Americans, I'd have to say. So that's an important issue. I'm whipped up. I'm going to take my gun, and I'm going to demand from my politicians that they hold the people responsible for responsible. And I just don't see it.
So it's just
you've got to talk about people about things that are happening today
now, right.
and that affect them emotionally.
Right, because otherwise, and that's why we've got this story about the dogs being killed by the SWAT team. We'll get to that here in a little bit at 1-800-259-9231. But I just think it's so futile for people to be trying to spread the ideas about this so-called 9/11 truth. It's just as futile as somebody out there spreading ideas about a JFK assassination conspiracy theory. I think both events are as meaningful to the average American today. And that means not very meaningful. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, even if you do convince people on the 9/11 truth thing, even if some sort of truth comes out, how's that going to change the government? How's that going to result in the government being less tyrannical? It never has. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.